All right, let's get it going. Beautiful Monday. Rico is already demanding personal growth. See, I never log into the computer in front of me. Don't need it. And Rico has begged me not to do anything here, so I'm not going to, but it looks like
everything must go sale.
The Kang Collects X page has been left open. So I was like, Rico, we could really have some fun. He's like, nope.
Oh.
Nope. I will be a gentleman about
everything
it.
Everything must go. It's all free. All my cards.
How does this guy do a radio show like this with 38 windows open? Jesus. Don't you have anything committed to memory?
Welcome to my world.
Good God. Okay, then I say the same thing to you.
Really?
So listen, we're going to get started. This is exciting.
Yeah, I got 16 over here.
I want to hold this up for you. Because this, people, you need to learn a phrase today. Nope. This is today's phrase. Rico, what does this say?
It's an upgrade.
Kenny, this is you in the picture, isn't it?
Feels like the Fire Steve Eiserman drop, but yes, it's an upgrade is what I said.
I want to open the show today, and obviously it was supposed to be a free agent bonanza, both the NBA and the NHL, and I, as Jim Costa put it this morning, we expected sparklers from the Pistons and fireworks from the Wings. And I look, it's a cute way to describe it with it being the 4th of July week, but I don't get it when it comes to your Detroit Red Wings. I don't. You know, the idea is we waited 5 years. We heard all the excuses. We've heard all the conversation. Patience, the Iser plan, incremental improvements. Now we got $32 million in cap space. You'd put a second-round pick attached to Wallman and get him out of here. Okay, fine. Let's say the whole locker room hated his guts. Whatever. You send him out, you get more cap space. And all you have to show for it right now is Patrick Kane is back, and he will hit every one of those incentives. He's back 1 year, $6.5 mil. Okay. Some guy from Sweden who, when it came across the wire, Kenny banged his head off his desk in Laverana or Langaskina or whatever the hell his name is. He goes, that dude sucked in Toronto.
Lagesson, yeah, he barely played in Toronto.
Okay.
He stinks.
So he's ass. And then you signed Rico Beard in net. Talbot, the guy's 37 years old.
From Detroit Lutheran West.
Right, another fake high school. He's from a fake high school in Latvia.
I said it before, I will say it again.
Wait for it.
It's an upgrade.
Okay, here's your problem.
Thank you, Kenny. I'm an upgrade.
Here is your problem. A, if he's so sweet, why did the Kings pay double to upgrade him? They went out and traded for Darcy Kemper. If Talbot is so sweet, in a goaltending market where even trash cans like John Gibson are making 6.5, why is Talbot a $2.5 million goalie? Second of all, if the offseason sits right now that it is Kane, Talbot, and what? I brought up Jacob Trouba Friday. Now that's become all the rage. If that's the offseason, are you really any closer to winning a Stanley Cup? No. Stamkos, Predators. Marchessault, not here. Like, we didn't get Ullmark. We didn't make a splash. And please spare me with the shiny new toy thing, as if that's your big win. Like, oh, you just want names and things. No, I want players. And you know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of this feeling like nothing more than patience, endless runway, we'll just wait till the kids are here. Feels an awful like Scotty Harris.
Let me ask you a question. Would you feel differently if you got the Kane news today instead of yesterday?
I did get the Kane news today. You know, the details of the contract, etc.
No, I'm just saying, but if the news came out today.
No, because again,
you know what? You didn't get Stamkos because you got Kane.
It was never about losing Kane and just replacing him. It was about adding to Kane. Okay. That if you had let Kane out the door, the expectation is you were bringing in a better player, plus.
Right.
Rico, bringing him back is fine. I'm not mad about it.
Oh, no. I mean, if you would have felt differently about just today and not just, you know, the pieces at the Wings picked up.
My point is, as we sit here right now, I see other teams getting a whole lot better, and I got to listen to Kenny, dressed as Will Chamberlain, with, it's an upgrade. It's not. So I would like to know where we're at with this, because we waited 5 years for this summer. Kenny himself has used words like fork in the road, impactful. This has got to be
a big splash.
Yeah. Okay. What do we got? Even if it's Kane and Trouba, is that really the offseason people had desired, imagined? How much better are you? Because remember, losing Wallman and adding a Trouba, which, by the way, hasn't happened yet, that's not a addition by addition. You got rid of one guy. How much more of an upgrade is Trouba? Well, certainly more physical. He'll be happy to give you a blow by elbow once he gets cooked. But the point is, okay, he's better, but how much? Incrementally, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Talbot, incremental. And Kane is Kane. You want to sell me he's got a shot to be better because it's his first healthy offseason in 4 or 5 years? Okay. Hope so. But what did we add that's getting us into a deep run in the playoffs? I'm not playing quiz show with you, Rico. I'm not trying to ambush you to start the week.
No, I'm laughing because I was about to say something, but it sounds very no. It's not that. You'll know exactly why I was laughing. Maybe it's to allow some of the younger players to. It's allowed some of the younger players to get their chance.
Yep, there it is. Because this radio show said this 6 weeks ago. I'm pretty sure the Tigers and the Wings are on the same plan.
That's why I
was
laughing.
There is no Iser plan. The plan is we're just going to have the longest runway on earth and just wait for the kids. Mm-hmm. Because none of these signings are anything more than bridges and Band-Aids. None of them. 37-year-old Talbot? Kane on a 1-year deal? Who? What cornerstone did we bring in? Even if Trouba comes here, it's on a 2-year deal on a bloated contract that you pray the Rangers retain at least 25% of it. What? How am I supposed to be thrilled? Fine, you want to call me names and I'm an idiot and I don't know who plays for the Toledo Walleye? That's fine. All of those things are true. You know what else is true? I have a life. You know what else is true? We haven't made the playoffs in a decade. And I'm tired of it. And with $32 million of ammunition and an alleged Jedi as my GM and team president, I expected more. Could there be more? Yes. But we don't do let it play out radio. We're sitting here right now. Mm-hmm. And all the names that Kenny was blathering on about with Italian cold cuts and lettuce flying out of his mouth, they're all gone. They're gone.
The problem now becomes, so you've lost Gostisbehere, you've lost Perron, who are now, as of today, not Red Wings anymore.
No, you lost offense.
You lost offense as well as having a black hole defensively. So let's say the Trouba thing gets done. We got Talbot for a couple of years. That is clearly a bridge to Kosa or Augustine or whoever gets here first.
So he is the bridge goalie.
I believe so. I mean, he's 37. He's not getting any younger.
Well, and as it stands right now.
0.913 save percentage.
It's an upgrade.
Here we go. The point I'm making is it's such an upgrade that the Kings went, take him. We'll spend double to upgrade him.
Hey, I don't care. That's the Kings' problem.
No, but my issue. No. Nope.
Nope.
God bless.
Wait a minute. Hang on a minute.
We got new button placement.
No.
Everybody, calm down. You can't just say that's not my problem. I'm asking you that if Talbot is so sweet, why would the Kings not reallocate the extra $3 million they just spent on Darcy Kemper, plus giving up assets, allegedly, and not just keep Talbot? See, no, Kenny, it's all interrelated. That's all I'm saying.
I'm more concerned about the loss of offense, because now you not only have to figure out your back end, but you also have to figure out who's scoring the goals here. Because, like I said, you lost Perron, you lost Gostisbehere, whose primary function was a power play outlet. That was all he did well. He didn't play particularly good defense. But, yeah, now you have more holes to fill. Now you have to find somebody to score on the power play.
So just so we're clear, you entered the offseason with a war chest of cap space, and you've walked out essentially answering none of your questions.
Correct.
But.
So in the offseason.
What was that? I want to throw a number out.
So in the summer of this has to be the summer of Big Splash.
You got Kenny, and I think a lot of the Steve bots talking themselves into this.
Did the team get better?
Team didn't get better. They didn't get better at all. But with all this, the goaltending position got upgraded. You lost scoring. The net is the same.
Yeah, but the problem is nothing. Your goaltending position really didn't get that much better. You got $8 million tied up in three nobodies,
which tells me that one of those nobodies is on the way out. But the problem
is you don't get to use that $4.5 million because everybody's gone.
No, I agree with that. We didn't get better. We didn't get worse. I mean, the goaltending got better, but the scoring got worse. So
you're a loaf of bread in the refrigerator. It's not moldy yet, but it ain't fresh.
The net is the same. But all this to say, I think there's still a move to be made. I'm not sure what it is because, frankly, now you need to add another defenseman. You need another forward. You need help all across the lineup, which tells me this is so backwards right now that something has to be added here.
Want to be right. I want you to be right so bad because we all want the same thing.
I think I will.
Are you disappointed in Steve right now?
Right now? No, because nothing's happened yet.
Hold on. Hang on. Hold on. You owe Rico a more honest answer. Let's not start the week lying to each other.
Let's do this. I am disappointed right now that nothing bigger has happened, but I'm also allowing myself the chance of love. I'm allowing love into my heart.
I'm not angry at you. I'm just very disappointed.
All right. I'm going to go and I'm going to smack Evan across his bald head for making that graphic.
But you've been saying that it's an upgrade.
It is an upgrade.
When you, the guy is 80 years old. The guy has no defense in front of him, but yet it's an upgrade.
And by the way, he's so good his own team didn't want him for what we're talking about as great terms.
I'm saying he's better than Lyon and Husso. How is that? Is that incorrect? Go look at their numbers, David. Go tell me how it's worse.
Kenny, that's like saying you're better than a dead guy just because you're alive.
I'm not saying we signed Dominic Hasek, okay?
Actually true.
Are they going to let him wear 39? No one knows. 248-539-9797.
It's an upgrade.
248-539-9797. Hockey Elite, assemble. Don't give me the whole it's July 4th. No, it's not.
Did this team get better?
Straight up. Are we any closer to winning the Stanley Cup? My answer is no right now. And Kenny's right.
There were higher expectations for this summer.
Let it play out. All right, let it play out. But he's going to have to pull a rabbit out of his hat. We'll see. And by the way, free agency is the way you just spend money. You don't give up anything to do it. Now you're going to be entering trade phase to acquire anyone we care about. Fair?
Yeah.
It's an upgrade. And Piston fan, you're not getting shut out. We'll talk about what's going on. But, you know, Wings were supposed to be fireworks. Pistons, we knew, were going to be more like a Bic lighter. And that's okay. But I can't sit here and tell you the Wings are any better. And for an offseason where you had over $32 million to spend, and you got Steve Yzerman, who gets more shine than anybody else in this town, sans maybe Brad Holmes. And don't tell me to wait until August or wait until training camp. No, right here, right now. Is this what we waited 5 years for? More of the same? Oh, we just got Gustafsson from the Rangers, who's a nobody. Oh, Langus scumbag or whatever his name is. It's all of this depth bridge nonsense. And we got told straight up last year, you don't know anything about team building. Steve's building the depth. Oh, JT Compher, Gazdusbear, Andrew Kopp. You just don't know hockey. Okay. And where are we now? Well, first of all, a couple of those guys are gone. Second of all, a couple of those guys you wish you could get rid of because they're junk. And now, have we upgraded at all in a meaningful way? No. And not even Macho Man back there can say it. So I'm sorry, but I think it's okay to start questioning and go, what are we doing here exactly? Is this just
very underwhelming?
2027? What are we going to do? Go to year 7 of the rebuild?
Yeah, you had the money to spend, and you thought that Steve Yzerman was going to come out here and be one of the leaders in free agency and really make splashes.
And I can already hear what the defenders are going to say or what he'll say at the podium. Well, other teams are spending crazy money. You're right. Noted. But when you have all of these young players that you don't owe any money on an AAV basis, on an allocation of your cap, you can absorb one of your response. How is Stamkos 4 years, $8 million per, this unbelievably egregious thing. I don't see it as that. No. Now, if you brought back Kane and added Stamkos, well, now I can say you legitimately have taken a potential leap forward offensively.
Right.
You didn't do that.
For a team that was so close to making the playoffs, you just thought, instead it was like, Steve just started pinching pennies, and it's like, wait, what do we have this war chest
and
for
as we sit
if
here,
we're not going to use it?
We sit here right now just starting the show. Could all change. Maybe they acquire Ray Bourque in his prime. It just, you're worse defensively right now. You are. If you think it's Mo Sider in a daycare center back there, and that's going to lead you to the second round of NHL playoffs, I don't see that. Now, you acquire Trouba. Does it help? Yes. But you're starting from a negative because you paid to have Wallman gone. Mm-hmm. Fine. But what? Ticket text and we'll go to the people. 248-539-9797. Every name that Kenny Cott wanted is gone. David?
Only the Red Wings start free agency with all that cap money would be worse to start today than they were last year. Fire Steve Yzerman, please.
No.
That is from Marlin.
No. Now that's an overreaction. We're not using the F word. Okay. The F word comes out if and when they miss the playoffs this year.
Well.
Then that's a different conversation. Then I'm sorry. You will be 6 years into this without a playoff berth. Do not tell me the plan's working. Do not tell me that there shouldn't be a hot seat. I just think that's an absurdity on basis.
No longer letting it play out?
Not after 6 years, but I'm not using the F word until or unless they don't make the playoffs this year. That's crazy. You can't do that.
No. It's very fair. It's how I feel about Scott Harris after the trade deadline. We can talk.
Well, it's funny you say that, Rico, because someone texts in and says, Steve Harris or Scott Yzerman? I see no difference.
Feels similar, doesn't it? Hey, by the way, shout out Max Clark. Wyatt Langford hit for the cycle last night. Don't worry. 2027, it'll all pay off. Meanwhile, one guy's got a 970 OPS over the last 25 ball games.
Yeah, but we don't know if he's going to be Major League Baseball ready.
No, not at all. Hey, Akil Badu, what are you doing in my life?
Oh, Talbot was a top five goalie in the league last year. You guys are clowns.
Great. Why did the Kings get rid of him for double the price? You're a clown. You live in your mom's basement, and you sit there touching your chandelier to Don Cherry fight videos. Go away.
Unless the Kings just wanted to get younger.
Oh, and said, whoa. So the Kings, who are factually better than you, still didn't think enough of Talbot to keep him around for 10 cents. If he's so sweet, why in a goalie market where gas cans make $6 million a year is Talbot 2.5?
I think they just wanted to go younger. I'm with you.
No, because Darcy Kemper isn't that much younger. He's just better. And these people want to sit here. They're like Donovan McNabb's mom. Chunky soup. Anything you put in front of these people, they eat. Enrico, I mean, what are we doing?
Because, Mike, there are certain people who Steve can't do anything wrong.
Okay, that's fine. But we can have a conversation of our offseason right now.
No, you can't have a conversation unless you're willing to say you fully trust in him and he'll fix this thing. Just give him more time. I'm
out of time.
Look, I'm not saying that's me. I'm saying for certain people.
Oh, like Kenny. Got you.
Wow. That's slander. I'm going to defend Kenny in that regard.
Legitimately, we're agreeing on almost everything we're saying, David.
Well, hold on. Then why
you just decided to show up and be a jerk today.
Hold on. Time out. Then I need you to step forward and talk to rats on ticket text like that. Because you know, what I call them, the maple syrup brigade. These are all these people who wish they were Canadian and actually liked hockey or knew what the F they were talking about. But really, they're just lemmings. That's all these people are.
And it's
not to them.
It's not good enough. I say they upgraded at the goalie position, but they also downgraded scoring. It's a net gain of zero. We're not going anywhere. There's been nothing added to this team
to make
you say this team will make the playoffs. Empirically, I can tell you that with a straight face, because I cannot.
Can you, with a straight face, develop an argument saying, Mike, it's faulty that if Talbot is so good, why did the Kings get rid of him to get another old goalie who's twice as expensive?
That's a head scratcher. I can't help you there.
My point is, don't act like you just brought in Dominik Hasek. Stop.
Nobody's saying that.
No, that ticket texter did.
Yes,
that guy is an idiot. But what I'm saying
Who's
is that
the
it's
idiot
a,
now?
It's a substantial upgrade over your already bad goalie core. I'm not saying it's great, but also you lost a bunch of forwards. You've net gain of zero.
Worse offensively, worse defensively. Slight uptick in net.
Yep, 100%. And that's not good enough.
Nah.
That's not getting you into the playoffs.
David?
Watch us sign Sid the Kid. We are the geriatric wings.
No, because that would actually be an upgrade over the nonsense that you have on this team. Look, I don't have a problem. Look, bringing back Kane, just fine. He'll hit all those incentives if he's remotely healthy. You paid $6.5 on a one-year deal. Why? Most contenders don't have that cash for Patrick Kane. They don't. Rangers sure as hell don't. But that's not making you better. It's just maintaining the water level.
I am a avid Red Wings fan and a huge Steve Yzerman supporter, but you guys are right. This free agency has been a huge letdown, but I still trust Yzerman.
Let me ask you a question. When would your trust erode? There's no right or wrong answer. Just when would that day be exactly? I mean, I'll tell you right now, if they open the season and this is the roster, which I'm with Kenny, I don't believe that'll be the case. But Rico, if it's anything remotely like this, I got nothing for you.
They'll forget it, Mike, when all of a sudden they forget about those Stanley Cups that they won.
Okay.
You want the truth?
No.
That was
not
the truth.
Not that version of it.
That's the truth.
2-4-8-5.
Until then?
Okay. Then we have nothing we can speak to. We got a ton of people who want to talk. The hockey elite has risen. They're excited. Let's talk about it. Straight to the people. The hockey elite are ready to party. And I've just asked the question. Are the Red Wings any better? Patrick Kane's back. There's your offseason. Oh, we signed Talbot.
No, not just Talbot, Mike. They added another goalie.
Yes, Jack Campbell.
Jack Campbell.
He played 4 games last year and is also as old as Methuselah. So, great. Grand Rapids got a new goalie.
So good that the Oilers just said, we're going to buy you your final 3 years. You can leave.
Right, just like Talbot, who's so good, the Kings went, no thank you, we'll pay double for another old goalie in Darcy Kemper. I'm just asking, are you better? And what has to happen for you to feel right here, right now, what is the way out from what looks like an incredibly underwhelming offseason? What is it? Who's the player? Something. Let's go to Ben. He'll bat lead off on a Monday. Benny, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, how's it going, bud?
It's okay. Can you solve the mystery for us?
Well, you know, I'm not to no disrespect your question, are they a better team? Well, the honest answer is they're not even a team yet. I mean, I think they have 15 roster spots right now. That's counting Edmondson. So if they add 3 more to get 18, you know, they don't even have a team yet. So, I mean, one would only hope that something's got to be done, you know.
No, I mean, Ben, let's have fun for a minute. You're not on trial. Like, what do you think is this next shoe to drop? Is it Jacob Trouba? Like, is that going to make you feel all warm and fuzzy?
Yeah, not really. You know, that doesn't really – I mean, defensively, the team was awful last year on, you know, offensive, you know, side. And our defensemen, you know, we were pretty lackadaisical, if you want to, for lack of a better term. But – I mean, Trouba coming here, that's not going to make him any better. But, we need a scorer. I don't know where you get him from. Obviously, it's going to trade. But, you know, I'm not very disappointed that they didn't get Stamkos because, one, you know, the age, you put the age of Stamkos and Kane together, it's just a little bit, not saying that they want to be a great combo, but for the years to come, I mean, I don't really see it being.
Well, here's the problem, though, is that when you're when your draft picks aren't here, and B, you won't make bold trades to acquire people that are closer to their prime, you're left with one out. It's free agency. Mm-hmm. So I don't, right. Ben, I don't know another way around it.
No, I mean, you asked that's a valid question there. You know, I don't know what other options they have, but you know, I guess if you want me to cue a term for Yzerman right now, I'm not a Steve bot, but I do have a lot of, respect for what he has, you know, as a player and as a GM. But, I mean, I'm starting to distrust him in a way. Like, if he doesn't do something, I don't know how anybody could say this is the guy to do it.
So,
I mean,
Ben, you're saying you're starting to have some concern.
Yeah. Not, you know, I'm not saying fire the guy, no. But I'm just saying if this is – if he's the holy grail of GMs and this is the best you can do in year six, then, I mean, it's starting to see the common denominator between the Tigers and the Red Wings is the ownership there, where maybe it's not Eisman or Harris. Maybe it's the owner. They don't want them. I don't know, but no, it's got to be more than this.
Because, Ben, it sounds like we're a lot of people where you're just kind of sitting there in the middle of the room saying, what are we doing here?
And that's what, in fairness, like, and I we bust Kenny's chops. That's what Kenny was doing.
Yeah.
We're sitting here. They signed this dude who stunk in Toronto, whatever, Landeskog, or whatever the hell his name is. Who cares? I mean, Gustafson from the Rangers. I mean, that is like, if you look up, hey, depth defenseman guy who may not dress every night, his picture's next to it. These are not people that are going to carry the mail. No. None of these people are a pairing with Mo Sider. None of these people raise the water level defensively. And look, we all have high hopes for the kids, right, in whether it's a Johansson, a Palika, the other Evanson, whatever. Rico, the idea you're just going to bring them all up and they're all going to work, right, that's not life.
Right, because as we're not seeing it, you're not seeing it in the other sports. And yeah, for three of the four sports here in the city, that is the slogan of, what are we doing here? Where you're just like, okay, I really want to believe in this team. I really want to think that we're doing something better, but it's hard to sell because common sense is saying, guys, if you take Detroit off the front of this jersey, you would make fun of this if it was another city.
Here's the problem I really have, and then I'll go back to the phones, is I get so tired of the Steve Botts moving the goalposts. There is never a moment where we can just sit down, pour a cocktail, and have a conversation. They're always moving the goalposts to where he's in a position to not be accountable. So here's my biggest issue is if I told everybody, okay, your offseason was going to be bringing back Patrick Kane, signing Talbot, and if you wanted me to, I will play the game with you. Trade for Jacob Trouba. Nobody would have been happy with that. And I'm gifting you Trouba, then I don't know that it's going to happen.
You would have expected more.
I mean, this guy was telling me about Jake Guentzel and Steve Stamkos. They were going to get Felix Potvin.
Yeah.
You promised me.
But I think for a lot of people, it's how you value Kane. And if you're thinking, you know what? He was that piece. Look at what he was. He went out there. He was a point of night type of person.
Right. He's already here, though.
Right, right. But you brought him back.
Right. How did we add to him?
Okay.
Well, no, Mike, you are right about that. Is Kane was already here. We didn't make the playoffs with just Patrick Kane, and effectively Kenny lost Perron and we lost Gostisbehere, making us offensively
and
worse.
And Wallman,
yeah, offensively worse.
Kane was already here, but he was a rental player, and you got him to buy in for one more year. Now, when he only signed a one-year deal, I guess I just expected, like, you know what? He knew something. We're about to go all in.
Right.
Give me this year.
Hoping. But what I want is someone's got to come to the table with a name.
Right, because, Patrick, if I only sign you for 1 year, I can go out and sign these other players, and we're going to send you out of here in style.
You know who gave Doug and Scott their latest trade idea?
Kenny?
That's where all that Draisaitl stuff started.
No. That was not my idea. I thought it was – I didn't particularly understand the thinking behind it. Don't point at me like that. Don't hold up that picture either.
Let's go to Dan, 97.1. Danny, how you doing, buddy?
I'm not doing well, and I'll tell you, I this goes back to a few years back when we made two of the worst signings we ever did, getting Sherratt and Kopp. He signed Kopp as a second-line center who's really a third-line center. So now we got $12 million tied up in these two clowns. So now we move forward. He knows he has to sign Sider, and he knows he has to sign Raymond to big deals. But I'm looking at who was signed. So we lose Sprong, and we lose Ghost, which was basically signed. They got Gustafson on the cheap to replace Ghost, and that's exactly what's happening there. And they lost Perron and Sprong, which I think one of them can be made up with Berggren, which he should have been up last year anyways, because if you look at his career stats, he's played 79 games in the league and has 33 points. So that's basically what Perron will give him. And he's younger, so that's fine. But then I look at guys like Duclair, who got $3.5 million a year for 4 years for the Islanders, who could give us 40 or 50 points. I have no clue. We need a second line center. I have no clue what he's doing. And then they get Talbot, who's Reimer 2.0. I don't buy it. And listen, I don't know what the hell's going on.
No, Dan, my whole point with the Talbot thing is, when I get lectured about how even average goalies are making $5-6 million a year, if the Kings thought so much of Talbot, why'd they let him walk for 2.5 and then go spend five a year and trade for Darcy Kemper? It doesn't add up to me.
I look at every other team, what they did ahead of us. You know, I'm looking at Washington. They went into free agency, negative cap space, and look what they did. I don't know how they're going to, who they're getting rid of to get this all balanced, but they went ahead a million over the cap and made these big, got Chychrun, made some other deals. I don't know. I don't get it. Even if we give Seider and Raymond max contracts for 8 years, let's say $7 million, they still had $18 million to spend. And what do we get? Sheldon Dries, that's basically a 5'9" version of Fisher. And Gustafson, who's a second-rate guy.
So, Dan, let me ask you the question. What's the name Yzerman could acquire that would fix this in your mind and make Dan a happy camper on a Monday?
I'll tell you, Mike, right now, I'm on the internet right now looking at capfriendly.com, seeing who's left available, and all I see is antiques. Adam Henrik, 50 points last year, Skinner, bought out from Buffalo, 46 points, he's 32. I mean, Tarasenko, 55 points, he's 32. There's no one left. I mean, there's really, to be honest with you, there's no one. I mean, I think they have to bring Gostisbehere back. I really do, because if they don't, you're going to rely on Evanson and Johansson to perform, and I don't know if you want to put that much pressure on them, but really, to be honest with you, I think the guys they could have gotten, they're losing wingers. I don't know where they're going to bring them up from the farms. They signed this kid from Czechoslovakia, a 23-year-old kid that might do something. He might develop and be a scorer. But as of this year, I think Yzerman's on the Ken Holland 10-year rebuild plan.
That's
I
what
really
it feels
do.
Like. See, I'm glad you said it, Dan, because, look, that's my biggest thing. Maybe my expectations were too high. Maybe I thought we were signing Sam Presti. Maybe I thought we were signing John Lynch in the NFL or Brad Holmes. I just expected more. I expect more. And I don't think it's appropriate to sit here and offer customers spending their hard-earned money a 7 or 8 year rebuild to make the playoffs. That's not that. Come on, guys. No one's saying we ought to be skating around town with Lord Stanley's Cup or having a beach party like the Panthers. But come on. We're heading into year 6, and I can't tell my audience this team's any better. That's scary. Yeah. Now, who's the name?
Yeah.
Clearly, you'd have to trade for him. So, who's the name? Kenny won't give one.
Yeah, because the remaining free agents, nothing that's really going to move the needle.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people in the mix.
Let's start here with Klay Thompson. The news is in. He is signing a 3-year, $50 million deal with the Dallas Mavericks.
Love
it. The third year is a player option.
I love it. Again, this is a guy, you already have Kyrie, you have Luka, they're ball dominant. Klay can do what he does best. Mm-hmm. Find the open space, catch, shoot, potentially one dribble.
Right.
I like it much more than going to the Lakers. I love this move for Dallas.
It is, except for Klay has to stay healthy, and that's been his biggest problem. And this isn't the same Klay from Splash Brothers. Like, now all of a sudden, this Klay just goes bad for streaks in games where he's like 1-for-10. It's like, Klay, stop shooting.
But if he's the third option,
that's a great signing.
Yes. And a floor spacer, which allows Kyrie and allows Luka to do what they do. Look, I don't get what Golden State's doing, but that's not what David asked us. But I'm sure that's coming next.
I think Golden State just realized that they're at the end of the road.
Okay, then.
Let's talk about it then, because what are the Warriors doing?
Straight to the people. The hockey elite are ready to party. And I've just asked the question. Are the Red Wings any better? Patrick Kane's back. There's your offseason. Oh, we signed Talbot.
No, not just Talbot, Mike. They added another goalie.
Yes, Jack Campbell.
Jack Campbell.
He played 4 games last year and is also as old as Methuselah. So, great. Grand Rapids got a new goalie.
So good that the Oilers just said, we're going to buy you your final 3 years. You can leave.
Right, just like Talbot, who's so good, the Kings went, no thank you, we'll pay double for another old goalie in Darcy Kemper. I'm just asking, are you better? And what has to happen for you to feel right here, right now, what is the way out from what looks like an incredibly underwhelming offseason? What is it? Who's the player? Something. Let's go to Ben. He'll bat lead off on a Monday. Benny, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, how's it going, bud?
It's okay. Can you solve the mystery for us?
Well, you know, I'm not to no disrespect your question, are they a better team? Well, the honest answer is they're not even a team yet. I mean, I think they have 15 roster spots right now. That's counting Edmondson. So if they add three more to get 18, you know, they don't even have a team yet. So, I mean, one would only hope that this something's got to be done. You know, I don't know what it is, though.
No, I mean, Ben, let's have fun for a minute. You're not on trial. Like, what do you think is this next shoe to drop? Is it Jacob Trouba? Like, is that going to make you feel all warm and fuzzy?
Yeah, not really. You know, that doesn't really – I mean, defensively, the team was awful last year on, you know, offensive, you know, side. And our defensemen, you know, we were pretty lackadaisical, if you want to, for lack of a better term. But – I mean, Trouba coming here, that's not going to make him any better. But, we need a score. I don't know where you get him from. Obviously, it's going to trade. But, you know, I'm not very disappointed that they didn't get Stamkos because, one, you know, the age, you put the age of Stamkos and Kane together, it's just a little bit, not saying that they want to be a great combo, but for the years to come, I mean, I don't really see it being.
Well, here's the problem, though, is that when your draft picks aren't here, and B, you won't make bold trades to acquire people that are closer to their prime, you're left with one out. It's free agency. Mm-hmm. So I don't, you know, Ben, I don't know another way around it.
No, I mean, that's a valid question there. You know, I don't know what other options they have, but, you know, I guess if you want me to cue a term for Yzerman right now, I'm not a Steve bot, but I do have a lot of, respect for what he has, you know, as a player and as a GM. But, I mean, I'm starting to distrust him in a way. Like, if he doesn't do something, I don't know how anybody could say this is the guy to do it.
So,
I mean,
Ben, you're saying you're starting to have some concern.
Yeah. Not, you know, I'm not saying fire the guy, no. But I'm just saying if he's the holy grail of GMs and this is the best you can do in year six, then, I mean, it's starting to see the common denominator between the Tigers and the Red Wings is the ownership there, where maybe it's not Yzerman or Harris. Maybe it's the owner. They don't want them. I don't know. But
no,
it's got to be more than this.
Because, Ben, it sounds like we're a lot of people where you're just kind of sitting there in the middle of the room say, what are we doing here?
And that's what, in fairness, like, and we bust Kenny's chops. That's what Kenny was doing.
Yeah.
We're sitting here. They signed this dude who stunk in Toronto, whatever, Landeskog, or whatever the hell his name is. Who cares? I mean, Gustafson from the Rangers. I mean, that is like, if you look up, hey, depth defenseman guy who may not dress every night, his picture's next to it. These are not people that are going to carry the mail. No. None of these people are a pairing with Mo Sider. None of these people raise the water level defensively. And look, we all have high hopes for the kids, in right. whether it's a Johansson, a Palika, the other Evanson, whatever. Rico, the idea you're just going to bring them all up and they're all going to work, right. That's not life.
Right, because as we're not seeing it, you're not seeing it in the other sports. And yeah, for three of the four sports here in the city, that is the slogan of, what are we doing here? Where you're just like, okay, I really want to believe in this team. I really want to think that we're doing something better, but it's hard to sell because common sense is saying, guys, if you take Detroit off the front of this jersey, you would make fun of this if it was another city.
Here's the problem I really have, and then I'll go back to the phones, is I get so tired of the Steve bots moving the goalposts. There is never a moment where we can just sit down, pour a cocktail, and have a conversation. They're always moving the goalposts to where he's in a position to not be accountable. So here's my biggest issue is if I told everybody, okay, your offseason was going to be bringing back Patrick Kane, signing Talbot, and if you wanted me to, I will play the game with you. trade for Jacob Trouba. Nobody would have been happy with that. And I'm gifting you Trouba, then I don't know that it's going to happen.
You would have expected more.
I mean, this guy was telling me about Jake Gensel and Steve Stamkos. They were going to get Felix Potvin.
Yeah.
You promised me.
But I think for a lot of people, it's how you value Kane. And if you're thinking, you know what? He was that piece. Look at what he was. He went out there. He was a point of night type of person.
Right. He's already here, though.
Right, right. But you resigned, you brought him back.
Right. How did we add to him?
Okay.
Well, no, Mike, you are right about that. Is Kane was already here. We didn't make the playoffs with just Patrick Kane. And we effectively lost Perron and we lost Gostisbehere, making us offensively
and
worse.
And Wallman,
yeah, offensively worse.
Kane was already here, but he was a rental player, and you got him to buy in for one more year. Now, when he only signed a one-year deal, I guess I just expected, like, you know what? He knew something. We're about to go all in.
Right.
Give me this year.
Hoping. But what I want is someone's got to come to the table with a name.
Right. Because, Patrick, if I only sign you for 1 year, I can go out and sign these other players, and we're going to send you out of here in style.
You know who gave Doug and Scott their latest trade idea?
Kenny?
That's where all that Draisaitl stuff started.
No. That was not my idea. I thought it was – I didn't particularly understand the thinking behind it. Don't point at me like that. Don't hold up that picture either.
Let's go to Dan, 97.1. Danny, how you doing, buddy?
I'm not doing well, and I'll tell you, I this goes back to a few years back when we made two of the worst signings we ever did, getting Sherratt and Kopp. He signed Kopp as a second-line center who's really a third-line center. So now we got $12 million tied up in these two clowns. So now we move forward. He knows he has to sign Sider, and he knows he has to sign Raymond to big deals. But I'm looking at who was signed. So we lose Sprong, and we lose Ghost, which was basically signed. They got Gustafson on the cheap to replace Ghost, and that's exactly what's happening there. And they lost Perron and Sprong, which I think one of them can be made up with Berggren, which he should have been up last year anyways, because if you look at his career stats, he's played 79 games in the league and has 33 points. So that's basically what Perron will give him. And he's younger, so that's fine. But then I look at guys like Duclair, who got $3.5 million a year for 4 years for the Islanders, who could give us 40 or 50 points. I have no clue. We need a second-line center. I have no clue what he's doing. And then they get Talbot, who's Reimer 2.0. I don't know what the hell is going on.
No, Dan, my whole point with the Talbot thing is when I get lectured about how even average goalies are making $5-6 million a year, if the Kings thought so much of Talbot, why'd they let him walk for 2.5 and then go spend $5 million a year and trade for Darcy Kemper? It doesn't add up to me.
I look at every other team, what they did ahead of us. You know, I'm looking at Washington. They went into free agency, negative cap space, and look what they did. I don't know who they're getting rid of to get this all balanced, but they went ahead $1 million over the cap and made these big, got Chychrun, made some other deals. I don't know. I don't get it. Even if we give Sider and Raymond max contracts for 8 years, let's say $7 million, they still had $18 million to spend. And what do we get? Sheldon Dries, that's basically a 5'9" version of Fisher, and Gustafson, who's a second rate guy.
So Dan, let me ask you the question: what's the name Yzerman could acquire that would fix this in your mind and make Dan a happy camper on a Monday?
I'll tell you, Mike, right now, I'm on the internet right now, looking at capfriendly.com, seeing who's left available. And all I see is antiques. Adam Henrique, 50 points last year. Skinner, bought out from Buffalo, 46 points. He's 32. I mean, Tarasenko, 55 points. He's 32. There's no one left. I mean, there's really, to be honest with you, there's no one. I mean, I think they have to bring Gostisbehere back. I really do, because if they don't, you're going to rely on Evanson and Johansson to perform, And I don't know if you want to put that much pressure on him. But really, to be honest with you, I think the guys they could have gotten, they're losing wingers. I don't know where they're going to bring him up from the farms. They signed this kid from Czechoslovakia, a 23-year-old kid that might do something. He might develop and be a scorer. But as of this year, I think Iserman's on the Ken Holland 10-year rebuild plan.
That's what
I really
it feels
do.
Like. See, that's I'm glad you said it, Dan, because, look, that's my biggest thing. Maybe my expectations were too high. Maybe I thought we were signing Sam Presti. Maybe I thought we were signing, John Lynch in the NFL or Brad Holmes. I just expected more. I expect more. And I don't think it's appropriate to sit here and offer customers spending their hard-earned money a 7 or 8 year rebuild to make the playoffs. That's not that. Come on, guys. No one's saying we ought to be skating around town with Lord Stanley's Cup or having a beach party like the Panthers. But come on. We're heading into year 6, and I can't tell my audience this team's any better. That's scary.
Yeah.
Now, who's the name?
Yeah.
Clearly, you'd have to trade for him. So who's the name? Kenny won't give one.
Yeah, because the remaining free agents, nothing that's really going to move the needle.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people in the mix.
Let's start here with Klay Thompson. The news is in. He is signing a 3-year, $50 million deal with the Dallas Mavericks.
Love
it. The third year is a player option.
I love it. Again, this is a guy, you already have Kyrie, you have Luka, they're ball dominant. Klay can do what he does best. Mm-hmm. Find the open space, catch, shoot. Potentially one dribble.
Right.
I like it much more than going to the Lakers. I love this move for Dallas.
It is, except for Klay has to stay healthy, and that's been his biggest problem. And this isn't the same Klay from Splash Brothers. Like, now all of a sudden, this Klay just goes bad for streaks in games where he's like 1 for 10. It's like, Klay, stop shooting.
But if he's the third option,
That's a great signing.
Yes. And a floor spacer, which allows Kyrie and allows Luka to do what they do. Look, I don't get what Golden State's doing, but that's not what David asked us. But I'm sure that's coming next.
I think Golden State just realized that they're at the end of the road.
Okay, then.
Let's talk about it then, because what are the Warriors doing?
Explain this to me, Rico. So you turned down Chicago, rightfully so. They wanted to trade you Zach LaVine. You were going to send CP3, Kuminga, things, whatever. Fine. You don't get that. You waive Chris Paul. You don't get Paul George, and you angered Klay Thompson enough to leave. Mm-hmm. Do I have all that right?
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?
They've fallen on their face, Mike, is what happened. Because they really thought, okay, people still want to come and play with Steph, except they don't. And that was their draw. It's like when LeBron was in his heyday, he would simply say, come play here for me, and people would flock to the Lakers. They would flock to Miami. They would flock to Cleveland. He's not getting that. So Steph is sitting there looking at Draymond like, so we all we got, huh?
Do you know where the dynasty really ended? And we'll move on. They had 3 lottery selections. They ended up with Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Kuminga maybe. Point is, they didn't capitalize on the guys that were supposed to support their aging big three. David, go ahead.
So basically that was their Darko pick.
Correct.
Yes, it was. Let's move over to the 76ers. You can talk about the Paul George thing for a second, but there's a bigger thing in my mind here because, yes, they extended Tyrese Maxey, kept Kelly Oubre, brought over Andre Drummond, along with Paul George, though. Yeah. I know their odds increased, but that's just betting odds. Have they done enough to be a top 4 team in the East?
They lost the heart and soul of their team in Tobias Harris. I'm kidding.
I hate you. I actually was listening, and I'm like, wait, what?
No, have they done enough? Yes.
They'll be a top 4 team in the East.
That's all they can do, though.
I can't quantify this, but this team has the most bad luck ever. Because each and every time it looks like Philly, like, man, they're the best team in the East until they're not. Yeah. Somebody just gets hurt.
I think they're third best. Season. I think it's Celtics, Knicks, then the Sixers, then the Bucks. But here's my point to everybody.
I would put them over the Knicks.
Fine, you do whatever you want. The point I'm making is, what are you going to do? Not try?
No.
Like, for all these people going, well, I don't think they did enough, then what should they do? Lay down and die?
No. They did everything they possibly could, and they won the Paul George sweepstakes.
And he's the third option,
and
which is where he belongs.
Right, and so I'm thinking that, I would put them right behind your Celtics, but ahead of the Knicks. The Knicks, I just think it's all just show. Like, okay.
So are the 76ers. Playoffs come around for the 76ers. They're just show.
you know what, David? I can't fight that because they don't show up in the playoffs. It's just somebody just dies every playoff.
Yeah, Joel Embiid or something will get hurt. Let's talk about this because I think this may be a great under-the-radar move, and that is Chris Paul. One-year deal, $11 million to the Spurs. How really good is that signing there?
It's great for 1 year.
Yeah.
It gives their young guards, especially the European kid they drafted, a year to develop. Chris Paul's an adult.
Yeah. It gives Wembanyama somebody who could actually get him the ball, tell him where to go, space out the floor. Yeah.
David, it's an upgrade.
That puts him in the playoffs?
Not ready to go there.
No, but you know what? Here's what's going to happen. They're going to experience winning. And winning is contagious, and then they're going to want more. Then Wembanyama's going to walk in there and say, okay, get me more pieces like this so we can get better.
If Wembanyama's the MVP, they can make the play-in. But he will have to become a top-five player next year. I think it's possible. I just wouldn't bet on it.
So let's look at what the future of the Lakers looks like, because there was a report out there that LeBron was willing to take less if he can get Klay and a couple of other guys, but now Klay's gone.
DeRozan.
There's DeRozan out there. Windhorst says they would give him the mid-level exception. What does next season look like for the Lakers?
Rico, to me, same as this year.
Yeah, I think it's kind of going back to what we said about the Warriors. I think this is it. I'm going to put everything in this, and if it doesn't work out, we may have to just swallow our pride and blow this thing up and just send everybody on their separate ways. But let's give it one last try, see what we got. Let's try to get that one more piece to the puzzle.
It's vital that they get DeRozan. They need another shooter. I know DeRozan's not a three-point guy, but he's a knockdown jump shooter. He's an adult.
I thought Klay was going there. If betting odds, I would have bet the farm because they said LeBron called him the second free agency opened up. And, hey, Klay, just come here and knock down some shots.
I just think Dallas is more appealing from a basketball standpoint.
But it's still the lure and the sexiness of the Lakers, and you're playing in L.A.
Is there really sexiness to the Lakers anymore?
David, to me, it's the same with the Knicks. I don't understand it, but people act like, oh, playing in Madison Square Garden is all that, and it's like it's a basketball court.
Come on, it's the Mecca.
I've been there.
You went there for MSU Rutgers. Not the same.
It's still a basketball court.
It is okay, you know what? I'm just moving. I can't.
So this is two-parter here. It involves KCP going to Orlando, and it involves his former team. Talk about KCP for a second, though. 3 years, $66 million to sign with Orlando. According to a report, though, there was a similar offer Denver had to keep him.
Yeah, I'm not going to trip on the numbers because it's going rate. Like Rico, you said, what is it? $21 million is basically what an NBA starter costs.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a 3-and-D wing with championship experience on a young up-and-coming team. Probably gets a few more looks in Orlando. Mm-hmm. I like it. And if you're Orlando, look, I think the Paul George thing was probably a pipe dream. Have you been to Orlando? Who wants to live there?
See, I figured Orlando was just going to be the team that just overpaid him and just said, whatever you want, you can have stock in Disney. Just please come here. But, yeah, with KCP, this is what Mike said. Along with that, they're going to lean on him and his veteran leadership. Hey, you won titles. Help us get to that level. Because you somehow found a way to stick around in this league for a long time when a lot of people didn't think that you were going to make it. I remember Detroit fans angry that the Pistons took him and not a certain point guard.
So on the other side of that, we'll finish it off with this, a possible replacement in Denver. A report says that Nikola Jokic wants Westbrook to be there. $4 million is what he has left on his deal. Would that be a nice addition off the bench for Denver?
You're on your own. Unless you want him to lay some bricks around the arena. No, I'm all set. Well, you know, coming off the bench. Starting, no, but coming off the bench, just depth.
You can have him. You run your franchise. I'll be over here.
Mike, $4 million coming off the bench. Yeah, that's something. We're not talking $40 million. Four. Yeah.
Rico, you could give me Russell Westbrook for free. I wouldn't put him on my team. He cannot shoot the basketball.
And you need shooters around.
At all. Right. Rico, put him out there against kids. Could he shoot 40%? Magic 8-Ball says, unlikely.
$4 million, I would take a chance. Him coming off the bench. He's not a starter. That's
right. Hey, I want you to run your franchise. God bless. I wish you all the luck in the world. I'm out on Russell Westbrook.
And we're out. That is the NBA Fast Break. Let's start here with Klay Thompson. The news is in. He is signing a 3-year, $50 million deal with the Dallas Mavericks.
Love
the
it.
The third year is a player option.
I love it. Again, this is a guy, you already have Kyrie, you have Luka, they're ball dominant. Klay can do what he does best. Mm-hmm. Find the open space, catch, shoot, potentially one dribble.
Right.
I like it much more than going to the Lakers. I love this move for Dallas.
It is, except for Klay has to stay healthy, and that's yes. been his biggest problem. And this isn't the same Klay from Splash Brothers. Like, now all of a sudden, this Klay just goes bad for streaks and games where he's like 1-for-10. It's like, Klay, stop shooting.
But if he's the third option,
that's a great signing.
Yes. And a floor spacer, which allows Kyrie and allows Luka to do what they do. Look, I don't get what Golden State's doing, but that's not what David asked us. But I'm sure that's coming next.
I think Golden State just realized that they're at the end of the road.
Okay, then.
Let's talk about it then, because what are the Warriors doing?
Explain this to me, Rico. So you turned down Chicago, rightfully so. They wanted to trade you Zach LaVine. You were going to send CP3, Kuminga, things, whatever. Fine. You don't get that. You waive Chris Paul. You don't get Paul George. And you angered Klay Thompson enough to leave. Mm-hmm. Do I have all that right?
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?
They've fallen on their face, Mike, is what happened. Because they really thought, okay, people still want to come and play with Steph. Except they don't. And that was their draw. It's like, when LeBron was in his heyday, he would simply say, come play here for me, and people would flock to the Lakers. They would flock to Miami. They would flock to Cleveland. He's not getting that. So Steph is sitting there looking at Draymond like, so we all we got, huh?
Do you know where the dynasty really ended? And we'll move on. They had three lottery selections. They ended up with Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Kuminga, maybe. Point is, they didn't capitalize on the guys that were supposed to support their aging big three. David, go ahead.
So basically that was their Darko pick.
Correct.
Yes, it was. Let's move over to the 76ers. You can talk about the Paul George thing for a second, but there's a bigger thing in my mind here. Because, yes, they extended Tyrese Maxey, kept Kelly Oubre, brought over Andre Drummond, along with Paul George, though. Yeah. I know their odds increased, but that's just betting odds. Have they done enough to be a top four team in the East?
They lost the heart and soul of their team in Tobias Harris. I'm kidding.
I hate you. I actually was listening, and I'm like, wait, what?
No. Have they done enough? Yes.
They'll be a top four team in the East.
That's all they can do, though.
I can't quantify this, but this team has the most bad luck ever. Because each and every time, it looks like Philly, like, man, they're the best team in the East. Until they're not. Yeah. Somebody just gets hurt.
I think they're third best. Season. I think it's Celtics, Knicks, then the Sixers, then the Bucks. But here's my point to everybody.
I would put them over the Knicks.
Fine, you do whatever you want. The point I'm making is, what are you going to do? Not try?
No.
Like, for all these people going, well, I don't think they did enough, then what should they do? Lay down and die?
No. They did everything they possibly could. And they won the Paul George sweepstakes.
And he's the third option, which is where he belongs.
Right. And so I'm thinking that, I would put them right behind your Celtics, but ahead of the Knicks. The Knicks, I just think it's all just show. Like, okay.
So are the 76ers. So, playoffs come around for the 76ers. They're just show.
You know what, David? I can't fight that because they don't show up in the playoffs. It's just somebody just dies every playoff.
Yeah, Joel Embiid or something will get hurt. Let's talk about this because I think this may be a great under-the-radar move. And that is Chris Paul. 1-year deal, $11 million to the Spurs. How really good is that signing there?
It's great for 1 year.
Yeah.
It gives their young guards, especially the European kid they drafted, a year to develop. Chris Paul's an adult.
Yeah.
It
gives Wembanyama somebody who could actually get him the ball, tell him where to go, space out the floor. Yeah.
David, it's an upgrade.
That puts him in the playoffs?
Not ready to go there.
No, but you know what? Here's what's going to happen. They're going to experience winning. And winning is contagious. And then they're going to want more. Then Wembanyama's going to walk in there and say, okay, get me more pieces like this so we can get better.
If Wembanyama's the MVP, they can make the play-in. But he will have to become a top five player next year. I think it's possible. I just wouldn't bet on it.
So let's look at what the future of the Lakers looks like. Because there was a report out there that LeBron was willing to take less if he can get Clay and a couple of other guys, but now Clay's gone.
DeRozan.
There's DeRozan out there. Windhorst says they would give him the mid-level exception. What does the what does next season look like for the Lakers?
Rico, to me, same as this year.
Yeah, I think it's kind of going back to what we said about the Warriors. I think this is it. I'm going to put everything in this, and if it doesn't work out, we may have to just swallow our pride and blow this thing up and just send everybody on their separate ways. But let's give it one last try, see what we got. Let's try to get that one more piece to the puzzle.
It's vital that they get DeRozan. They need another shooter. I know DeRozan's not a three-point guy, but he's a knockdown jump shooter. He's an adult.
I thought Clay was going there. If you betting odds, I would have bet the farm because because they said LeBron called him the second free agency opened up. And hey, Clay, just come here and knock down some shots.
I just think Dallas is more appealing from a basketball standpoint.
But it's still the lure and the sexiness of the Lakers, and you're playing in LA.
Is there really sexiness to the Lakers anymore?
David, to me, it's the same with the Knicks. I don't understand it, but people act like, oh, playing in Madison Square Garden is all that, and it's like it's a basketball court.
Come on, it's the Mecca.
I've been there.
You went there for MSU Rutgers. Not the same.
It's still a basketball court.
It is a... Okay, you know what? We're moving. I'm just moving. I can't.
So this is two-parter here. It involves KCP going to Orlando, and it involves his former team. Talk about KCP for a second, though. 3 years, $66 million to sign with Orlando. According to a report, though, there was a similar offer Denver had to keep him.
Yeah, I'm not going to trip on the numbers because it's going rate. Like Rico, you said, what is it? $21 million is basically what an NBA starter costs.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a 3-and-D wing with championship experience on a young up and coming team. Probably gets a few more looks in Orlando. Mm-hmm. I like it. And if you're Orlando, look, I think the Paul George thing was probably a pipe dream. Have you been to Orlando? Who wants to live there?
See, I figured Orlando was just going to be the team that just overpaid him and just said, whatever you want, you can have stock in Disney. Just please come here. But, yeah, with KCP, this is what Mike said. Along with that, they're going to lean on him and his veteran leadership. Hey, you won titles. Help us get to that level. Because you somehow found a way to stick around in this league for a long time when a lot of people didn't think that you were going to make it. I remember Detroit fans angry that the Pistons took him and not a certain point guard.
So on the other side of that, we'll finish it off with this, a possible replacement in Denver. A report says that Nikola Jokic wants Westbrook to be there. $4 million is what he has left on his deal. Would that be a nice addition off the bench for Denver?
You're on your own. Unless you want him to lay some bricks around the arena. No, I'm all set.
Well, you know, coming off the bench. Starting, no, but coming off the bench, just depth.
You can have him. You run your franchise. I'll be over here.
Mike, $4 million coming off the bench. Yeah, that's something. We're not talking $40 million. Four. Yeah.
Rico, you could give me Russell Westbrook for free. I wouldn't put him on my team. He cannot shoot the basketball.
And you need shooters around.
At all. Right. Rico, put him out there against kids. Could he shoot 40%? Magic 8-Ball says, unlikely.
$4 million, I would take a chance. Him coming off the bench. He's not a starter. That's
right. Hey, I want you to run your franchise. God bless. I wish you all the luck in the world. I'm out on Russell Westbrook.
And we're out. That is the NBA Fast Break.